You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. So I'm joined by WEMU's own Jessica Webster, host of The In Crowd, writer and food expert. Good to see you, Jessica.
It's always nice to see you, Lisa.
Our special guest is from a brand new restaurant that opened in mid-October in Ypsilanti called Bobcat Bonnie's. She's one of the partners and managers, Brittany Grieva. Hi, Brittany.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Bobcat Bonnie's, a gastropub and arcade bar, is that what you call it?
Yeah, so Bobcat Bonnie's is a gastropub, and at this location we opened in the basement of what used to be Bonacera, an arcade and bar.
So what is involved in the arcade? Like, if I'm going there, maybe I have some dinner, then I go downstairs, and what am I doing down there?
So we have pinball machines, we have a pool table, there's old, like, Miss Pac-Man, a couple multi-cades, some newer stuff, but we're looking to do, like, a throwback arcade bar.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we have a lot of the old school vibes down there. We have, as far as, like, floral couches and even to the drinks that we sell. So we're selling, you know, like electric lemonades and
Jolly Ranchers.
It's basically just like an old school,
like a lemon drop, but like electric.
It has blue curacao in it, vodka.
And what about the food? You've got some interesting choices on the menu.
Yeah, so we're classified as a gastropub, but initially when the owner and founder, Matt, was opening his own restaurant, he really wanted to kind of open somewhere that not only had like a good vibe to it, but also somewhere where, you know, him and his partner could go where they could both get what they wanted at a fair price. So kind of hitting that middle level with just good food and a fun environment at a fair price.
What are the like signature dishes? Like how do you quantify or qualify good food at a fair price? Like, are we talking about burgers and grilled cheese sandwiches? Or
yeah, so I mean, if you were to come in for the first time and you'd never been there, and you were like, what should I get? You know, what are you guys known for? We do, for not being classified as a burger bar, have amazing burgers. We do them diner style, so pressed on the grill. Also, I do always recommend trying any one of our various tots. So we do.
So now Ypsy is becoming a tot destination.
Yeah.
I feel like
not only a hot destination, but a tot destination.
And don't forget fried goat cheese.
Yeah. So the fried goat cheese balls are definitely an appetizer that everybody tends to enjoy. So it's just goat balls, you know, rolled up, tossed in some flour, fried. We do a little bit of honey, lemon zest, and pepper on a slice of naan bread. And it's to die for.
How's business been?
It's been overwhelmingly great. We could not have asked for a better response to coming to this neighborhood. You know, we try to go to neighborhoods that, you know, we would want to go to and enjoy and spend our time in and go there. So we're passionate, not only about coming there, but two, to help those places that we would want to go to grow. So we know that you guys do a lot of different activities here. I mean, even within the first month that we were here, there was Ypsy Glow. Mm-hmm. We had a Black Cat Cabaret event downstairs. So it's definitely some things that we're not super used to, but that we're super excited to be a part of.
Well, it's great. So you kind of answered my next question, which is Ypsy has a vibrant culture.
Yeah.
And I wondered how you kind of anticipated, which sounds like you've already started doing this, kind of integrating into an existing really cool culture.
Yeah. So we always, like I said, look for places to open up new restaurants somewhere that we would want to enjoy going and to be a part of community. And so, for instance, our owner and founder, Matt, he's part of, at our Corktown location, he sits on the Corktown Board of Association. In Ferndale, they have their huge thing in the summer is Pride. You know, we are a huge part of sponsoring Pride, did a lot of events for that. And it sounds like what you guys got going on here, that we could not only, you know, try to, you know, be a part of, but to help, you know, even more things come into the community and help it succeed.
So that's important for you to be a part of the Ypsy community.
It's very important. It's very important to us. Yes.
That is Brittany Grieva. She is one of the founders and partners of the new Bobcat Bonnie's, one of four locations in Michigan, right?
Yep. Four or five coming soon.
Oh, where?
That is to be
not. Get it out of her, Jessica.
You are trying to break some news.
No, you can't break me.
All right.
You guys are charming, but.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts. And the holidays are upon us, and food is a very important part of Christmas, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving came late this year.
Yeah.
And suddenly we're shifting gears from turkey to cookies and pies and cakes and all the fun stuff that we start baking. Do you have cookie traditions in your family?
Absolutely.
Lisa?
We make sugar cutout cookies every year. We all sit around the table and my adult kids will join us. So far, so good. And we decorate with a nice frosting and get creative. View.
So you have all the different colors and like piping. And I want to come to your house and decorate some sugar cookies.
Please do. What in the Webster family are your favorite cookies?
Well, you know, my mom is a great baker. And over the years, she's made all kinds of favorites. I love the jam diagonals. They're kind of a crumbly cookie, but they have a jam center with a glaze over top. But the favorite among my friends is the Webster family rum balls. And I'll put that recipe up on WEMU.org. But it's a nice chocolate ball that's rolled in chocolate sprinkles with some rum and some pecans in there. I've started giving them out as gifts every year, too. So
that sounds delicious.
It is. You know, we were talking about how food and holidays and kind of that feeling of being together is so important.
Very
over
important.
The holidays. That concept of in Denmark, they call it hygge. And in the Netherlands, they call it gezellig. Here we just call it like, let's hang out.
But it does not sound as good.
that is what I'm most looking forward to. Building a fire, doing fun things, playing board games, and you know, eating good traditional holiday food.
So did you have a turkey for Thanksgiving?
We had a turkey for Thanksgiving. Thanks for asking that question. And traditionally in my family, I think we often had turkey or something like that. But last year we got a brisket from Ricewood, and I'm going to tell you that the minute I finished the last of my turkey leftovers, I started salivating over the idea of doing a brisket again. So, Mom and Dad, you're on notice. I think we're going to do a Ricewood brisket again this year.
But then you can't say I put my hand in the what and pulled out the what. That's what I say when I'm preparing turkey. All right, so you're mixing it up then on the main entree for Christmas.
Well, you know, you can have a smoked brisket. You can serve all your traditional holiday sides with it. It doesn't have to be like a barbecue thing. You can still have whatever it is that is your family tradition. Do you have food family tradition?
That's
stuffing and
stuffing is
sauce?
Everything. I love stuffing. And I will tell you, do you have a good recipe for stuffing? I have a hard time finding a good.
Yes, I will share it with
you. Is it moist? I think moist is very
important. No one likes that word, by the way.
Word am I supposed to use?
It is moist, but also then crispy on the top.
Okay,
so
I don't like a dry
you've got
stuffing.
All the best part. It's moist in the middle, and then you put it in the oven, and it gets crispy on top. It's the best of both worlds.
Now, you know, here at WEMU, we have this constant debate between pie and cake.
Oh.
Pie is okay for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Cake is for your birthday, but it seems to be team pie here pretty much. What are you doing for your desserts?
So I got to tell you that I've been watching The Great British Bake Off. Like, I've been binge watching it. And I would say every 10 minutes or so, I change my mind. I've been kind of drawn to this whole idea of classic 70s desserts. Like, I kind of want to do a baked Alaska. That's what my grandparents did. You know, the giant chunk of Neapolitan ice cream, and then you put a meringue around it and put it in the oven. There's probably other stuff, too. But
did they flame it up?
I think so.
Wow.
I only have this vague memory of this deliciousness. I'm considering that.
So much to look forward to and think about. And Jessica Webster, so great to have you back with us here on Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts. And Brittany Grieva from Bobcat Bonnie's in Ypsilanti, best of luck to you as you continue.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening to 89.1 WEMU Art and Soul.